from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, so this guy's a French actor. Would you do this for your loved one? He has expressed his wish. He has a Belgian Shepherd dog.
Yeah.
That's his doggy.
Yeah.
By the way, he's 88. Did I mention that?
Yes.
He's 88.
Old man.
Just passed away. He wants the family to euthanize the dog.
Oh!
And bury the dog with him.
No! 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 What the hell, man?
Yeah. They say that he's told his family that he disclosed this in a magazine back in 2018. And it is in his...
will?
Yeah, like his, what do you call it? Like
last final will and testament?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in there.
Dude, no, you don't get to say that. Like, can I say that I want my wife to be killed? Like, you don't get to do that.
He said, I've had 50 dogs in my life, but I have a special relationship with this one.
Get one of the other dogs, dig one of the other dogs up and that's already dead and throw it in your grave.
He says, if I die before him, I'll ask the vet to take us away together.
No.
He'll put him to sleep in my arms.
That's not how this works, you son of a bitch. No.
Now, what if... Okay, so, of course that's awful.
That is beyond terrible.
But what if you're his daughter?
Yeah.
And you don't get the money unless you do this?
Oh.
You how probably got to do
how
it.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, I mean, I guess we could maybe look up his net worth.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? You know what I'm doing? I'm getting a fake dead dog.
Wait, what? No, yeah. You don't get... I don't know how you would... You just brought up a good point. Yeah. How would we even know?
I'm faking it.
It's like meet the parents with Jinxie Cat. You know, go to the shelter, find one that looks like it.
I'm not going
to
lie, but I this is going to sound terrible. I'm showing up at, like, the animal shelter and being like, look, I need a dead dog. And they're going to be like, sir, get out of here. And then I go find... Look,
No. Hold on. Stop with the whole line. Your whole line of thinking. I'm going to put in a caveat that there is someone who will be there to release the funds only upon seeing the dead dog being buried with the man.
Again. So all I got to do is find a Belgian Shepherd.
No, again, stop that line of thinking. You're trying to get around this style. Stop with that. You are the daughter or the son.
Yeah.
He has, I'm going to look up his net worth, but he's an actor, very famous. He's got money.
Yeah.
You do not get a dime unless you euthanize that dog. And it is verified that it is that dog by this independent party, and that dog is buried with that man.
I'm going to need to know how much. I know this is a terrible, terrible thing to ask. I need a dollar amount because I'm not going to lie. There is a sliding scale here. There really is. And believe me, I am thoroughly against this in every shape and form. But unlike other
people,
I'm at least honest with price tag.
Oh.
There's a price.
He is worth $200 million.
Yeah, the dog's dead. It's dead.
You ass.
It's dead.
What's the threshold? At what point in time?
I'll tell you what the threshold isn't. It's $200 million because that dog's dead. As crappy as it is, and I'll tell you what,
dude,
I'm cutting off like $1 million, and that's going. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to a Belgian Malinois Shepherd rescue, and they're getting $1 million. I'll tell you what, even if I went to a Belgian Shepherd rescue group and said, "Hey, I want you guys to realize I'm going to have to put this dog down," but when I do it, I'm going to give you guys $1 million. You know what that rescue group would say? Euthanize away.
I'm giving them $5 million.
Sure. Whatever you want to give them.
Because I have more guilt.
That dog's going down.
But I'm with you.
That dog. 200
the dog has to die.
Exactly. Well, and here's
and that's what he wanted.
Think about how many dogs you could save with that money.
And here's the other thing, too.
Exactly.
I don't even know how old this dog is. What if this is an old dog? Like, it's one thing if the dog's like 6 months, by the way, that dog's still going down. But if that dog's like 11 years old, yeah, I'm not even thinking twice about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's not even a thought.
Yeah.
At that money.
No.
What if it's like, okay, so take the money out of it.
Yeah.
Let's go back. What if it's like a snake?
Oh, that dog's dead for like $30. Or that snake's dead for like $30.
No, again, take the money out of it. This is just your dad and his...
Yeah, snake's
he has
dead.
A pet snake. Yeah, he's like, I want the snake to go with me.
That's dead. I don't care.
No problem.
Seriously, for like a case of beer and like... If you gave me a case of pub beer and like a round of golf at like Heron Lakes, that snake's going down.
Well, no, this is just his... Again, forget the money, forget beer.
Yeah.
This is just his wish.
Yeah, it's going down.
What if it's a ferret?
I'm going to need some money for a ferret.
Really?
I don't need
you
a
can't take the ferret's
I
life?
I don't need a lot of money.
It's an effing ferret.
Look, I don't need a lot of money, but I'm going to need something. I like ferrets.
What about a cat?
I'm going to need some money.
Really?
I'm going to need some money.
What about a fish?
No. Fish is dead.
Fish is dead.
Fish is dead.
God, poor fish.
Not even thinking twice about
what
it.
What if it's your finger?
Oh, is my finger? I got to cut off a finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a price tag.
But what if... No, this is like your family.
Yeah.
Your beloved family, whom I know you love so much. And they're dying.
That I talk to so often and that think so highly of me.
And they want your ring finger buried with them.
Nah. Again,
you're not gonna honor that?
No. No. Here's the thing about my family. And by the way, this may be a big... blank me when see they all believe that they're all gonna go to the other side and get to be together and like run around and you know
they may be right
they're gonna be on Kolob by the way that's a real thing look
what's
it up
that
that's Mormon heaven they're on Kolob
what's in there
oh that's where Jesus lives I'm not kidding either that look it
what,
up
how do you what, how do you spell it
oh K-O-L-B Kolob that's a real thing look it up so they're
oh,
all
in Zion
yeah it's their heaven. So they're all up there in Kolob. They're all like bouncing around. Shocking development. I'm not going to Kolob. So here's my thing. If they told me, hey, I need to cut off my ring finger, one of two things is going to happen because that ring finger isn't coming with them. Either I'm going to get to the other side and find out that I'm a giant ass. But I'll tell you what, if that is the truth, I got a lot of other things I got to answer to other than my ring finger. And if not, no one will know any different because we're all dead. So that ring finger is staying right on my hand. Now, if there's a price tag attached to that, I've said it many a times, my digits have a price tag. I have no problem giving up a finger. Zero problem. But it's going to cost you. I'm not doing that for free.
Okay, so Kolob, I have three fascinating things about Kolob.
Yes, which is where Mormon God or Jesus lives.
Yeah, and that's where they think they're going?
I think
when they
so.
Die?
I think so, yes.
That is the cutest thing ever.
It's got a name to it, man.
So Kolob is the star that governs all the others.
Yes.
That's the first thing.
That's where, again, the whatever God, whatever higher
it's
power.
It's one star yes. greater than every other star.
Yes. That's where Window Daddy lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Kolob's calculation of time is different than Earth's.
Sure.
Hey, it's your Window Daddy. And Kolob is the source of light for other creations.
Yeah.
It's divine.
Yeah, it's the engine that drives the universe.
Yeah. Cool.
Guess who's not going there? Me. And the least of my worries is whether or not I cut off a ring finger. Look, I fully admit that if I get to the other side and my family and the Mormon thing is right, I got some stuff. Like, that's not even like, I'm just going to get to the other side and be like, yeah. You ever get that where you get caught doing something and you don't even try to fight it? Like, you get that speeding ticket, you're like, yeah, that was me. That's going to be me on the other side. I'm just going to raise my hand and be like, look, whatever you're going to hit me with, deserved. My bad, my fault, I'll raise my hand, I'll take it, and wherever you're sending me. Because if that turns out to be true, I'm in a lot of trouble. Like, lots of trouble. And what are you going to do?
All right, we got to wrap it up coming up next. We're here at 10 Barrel Brewing, courtesy of Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun, and Club 1080.
Oh!
Be right back on The Fan.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.